जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। गोपीजन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदा नंदना जय प्रजजन रंजन जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जय कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधावन बिहारी राधावन बिहारी राधावन बिहारी राधे गौरांगनिताय श्री श्री गौरांगनिताय गौरांगनिताय श्री श्री गौरांगनिताय प्रभुपदा शील प्रभुपदा Gurudev, 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 Jai Srila Gurudev. Kaliga Pavana Harinama Sankirtana Ki Grantarachimad Bhagavatam Ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhiraye Nashtaprayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 14th chapter, text number 10. Ditiruvacha Yeshamam Tvatkrite Vidvan Kama Atta Sharasanaha Dunoti Dinam Vikramya Rambham Iva Matangajaha Ditiruvacha Yeshamam Tvatkrite Vidvan Kama Atta Sharasanaha Dunoti Dinam Vikramya Rambham Iva Matangajaha Ditiruvacha Yeshamam Tvatkrite Vidvan Kama Atta Sharasanaha Dunoti Dinam Vikramya Rambham Iva Matangajaha Sanah Dunoti Dinam Vikramya Rambham Iva Matangajaha Ditihi Uvacha Yeshamam Tvatkrite Vidvan Ditihi Vuvacha. Beautiful Diti said, Yeshaha, all these, Mam, unto me, Tvatkrite, for you, Vidvan, O learned one, Kamaha, Cupid, Atasharasanaha, taking his arrows, Dunoti, distresses, Dinam, poor me, Vikramya, attacking, Rambham, banana tree, Iva, like, Matangajaha, mad elephant. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. In that place, the beautiful Diti expressed her desire, O learned one, Cupid is taking his arrows and distressing me forcibly, as a mad elephant troubles a banana tree. Purport. Beautiful Diti, seeing her husband absorbed in trance, began to speak loudly, not attempting to attract him by bodily expressions. She frankly said that her whole body was distressed by sex desire because of her husband's presence, just as a banana tree is troubled by a mad elephant. It was not natural for her to agitate her husband when he was in trance, but she could not control her strong sexual appetite. Her sex desire was like a mad elephant, and therefore it was the prime duty of her husband to give her all protection by fulfilling her desire. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Unmelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Unvaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare In that place, the beautiful Diti expressed that desire. O learned one, Cupid is taking his arrows and distressing me forcibly as a mad elephant troubles a banana tree. Within the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have pastimes like this, which can sometimes even agitate one's mind by reading them. Sometimes people who newly visit the temple for darshan, suddenly they sit and hear some class on a topic like this. They get surprised. They get a shock. What is going on? Because they have their own very rosy picture of what is religion all about. They think we have come to the temple to think something pure and auspicious and holy. And here, what is going on? What is the subject matter? So, there is assurance in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in the holy scriptures that anyone who approaches the scriptures with a proper attitude, they will definitely get purified. Just like you take a thorn with another thorn. Srimad Bhagavatam gives many pastimes which apparently describe the material beauty of Purvachiti in the pastime of Agnidara and Purvachiti, or which deal with matters like this between husband and wife. But the goal of all these pastimes is Samsiddhir Haritoshanam, pleasing the Supreme Lord ultimately and coming out of anarthas. Prema Bhakti Yaha Hoite Avidya Vinasha Jate. That is actually the goal of these pastimes. That is why reading these pastimes, although may sometimes be disturbing to our minds, to the proportion in which we have impurity in our hearts. But hearing these pastimes with a great Shraddha and sincerity to purify the heart will definitely purify our hearts and souls. So I seek the blessings of all the devotees that I may speak something that will not further agitate us, but which will bring us one step closer to Krishna's lotus feet. You see, when you go to a doctor with a boil, sometimes the doctor has to cure the boil. Initially, he may give some medicine. But sometimes the medicine doesn't work. Rather, the boil doesn't seem to get appeased. Then he may give another medicine to increase the boil. Then the boil becomes bigger and bigger. And you wonder, then I went to doctor, is he curing me or is he aggravating my disease? Or should I change the doctor? Sometimes you wonder. But then the purpose of the doctor in increasing the, you know, size of the boil is to sever it. Later on, he will bring his scalpel and everything. Chak, he will just cut it and remove all the pus. And it will be finished. So similarly, sometimes when we read this kind of sections, one's material tendencies may seem to be getting watered. And one may fear. But actually, the anarthas in our heart are not very easy to remove. The Guru Sadhu Shastra, they know how they can be completely removed. There's a procedure which they know very well. The anarthas are well rounded and they are severed, they're cut off from our hearts as we hear these pastimes. Here we are coming across a scene where Kashyapa is sitting in front of the Agnikunda and he is offering ahuti to the fire, which is tongue of Vishnu, and he is absorbed in trance. In such a situation, he is not to be disturbed by his wife for such a bestial propensity. Any cultured woman would not do that, Chakravarti Thakur says in his commentary. But in this particular situation, she was afflicted by such urge, due to which she was not showing some feminine gestures or bashful smiles. Rather, she was loudly shouting at him, at Kashyapa, like that he says. Actually, in the subsequent verses, you will come to know, it was not her lust that was making her behave like this. Immediately in the next verse, she will say, "You have given children to my co-wives, and I am feeling poverty-stricken in front of them when I compare myself to them. So, why have you done this? You have discriminated against me." So, she wants to prove to her co-wives that I am also having children. Don't think only you have. Just like Kritadyuti, when she got a child, the entire attention of Chitraketu went on Kritadyuti and all the other wives, co-wives felt insecure. This is one serious problem for a woman. Woman's all her activities are done to impress others and to draw the attention of others, to get the attention of the husband, especially if there are co-wives. So the woman has to be assured that she has the love of the husband, attention of the husband, and husband will provide for her, protect her, keep her secure. That assurance the wife needs. And if a woman is not having children and other co-wives are having children, it makes it appear that she is barren and she is neglected and she is useless or something like that. So that was her actual problem. That envy or greed which she had for possessing children came at a odd hour, at a wrong time, when she came forward in front of Kashyapa. And her shouting actually comes from that. Although she externally presents it here that I am very lusty, she is not actually lusty. You will be very surprised to know that the woman's psychology is that once she gets 2-3 children, she thinks there is no need of sex life anymore. And then all her attention goes in raising the children. Yes, woman's lust is 9 times more than men. That is not for sex life. That is for expanding material life. She wants bungalow, she wants car, she wants costly dresses, she wants fine food, she wants to make friendship with many, she wants to be paid attention by many people, she wants to go for parties. Just like Parvati is telling Shiva, "You are a man sitting under a tree and with your austerities you are very satisfied. You are like a Sadhu Baba. But look at me, you know, I am not like you. I have to go to my mother's home and I have to wear nice costly dresses and jewelry and show to others and see what others are wearing also. Appreciate their dress, they will appreciate my dress. and we have to talk to each other, you know, the socializing tendency I have, which you don't have. You are only happy chanting the holy name. So she was telling, and all are flying in planes, along with their wives, nicely decorated, and you are not taking me, and she said. So this is need of a woman. So this need of a woman is what is called as nine times lust. Without understanding this, a man may think if I give her sex life, she'll be happy. You know, he will get a good beating. Yeah, but a woman doesn't... actually, you will see in the woman's psychology, women are fond of children. But once the children are available, they are then fond of expanding material life more and more. So that is why you find here, why is she speaking the way she is speaking? She wants to allure Kashyapa to engaging in union with her and producing a child and giving her immediately without any delay. See, here, an interesting phenomenon we can see, that sometimes we suppress a desire in our mind and that comes out in an ugly way at some other time. Here you see, she has been having the desire to have a child, but now it is coming in an ugly way at an odd hour, at a wrong time. When he is in trance, when he is absorbed in puja for the Lord, at that time she is bringing it out. And she is making a demand. And she is speaking. That is why it's very difficult to know. When you talk of a stree, means three things. She is saying one thing with the mouth, she is thinking something else in the mind, and she will choose a third thing later on. You know, she may say that, you see, Diwali is coming and you didn't give me a sari or something. And you'll think, oh, that's why she wants, like that. So then in the mind she is thinking that, 2 days after Diwali, my birthday is also there. And 1 week after Diwali, my sister's marriage is there. So she will make a calculation, and then she will, when she goes to the market, actually she will pick up 2 dozen saris. Husband will say, you wanted for Diwali? Yes, sir. Diwali and also many more things. She will take. So what is going on is very difficult to understand in a woman's mind. And that is why a man who is spiritually advanced and who is giving shelter to a woman in family life, he is also called as a grihastha brahmachari if he is able to do that. It's not a very easy thing to give shelter to somebody very greedy. But if a woman becomes very serious in spiritual life, then she also can become satisfied. She can even surpass man also. Like Prabhupada told about Kunti Maharani, the most intelligent woman, Prabhupada called her. So she can surpass man's intelligence also if she becomes a devotee of the Lord and very satisfied and contented and all. So here she is actually feeling envious in her heart for the other co-wives, and she is presenting it as if she is lusty for him. Because if a man hears that a woman is lusty, then he also becomes lusty. He also agrees immediately to unite with her, no matter how much intelligent a man may be. He may be a Kashyapa, may be a very exalted personality. But the human weakness is there, not only amongst ordinary human beings, even amongst the rishis, even amongst munis, even amongst demigods. So even amongst all the great personalities, the weakness for the opposite sex is very much present. And unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord, one cannot transcend this this kind of superficial skin disease, as Prabhupada calls it. Prabhupada calls it as a skin disease, bodily consciousness. Actually, Srila Prabhupada explains, our body is like a car, and if a boy, imagine, he doesn't know what is a clutch and what is a brake and what is steering. He doesn't even know and how they operate. Suddenly, somehow or other, his father got a new car and he wants to try the car. Is it a good idea for him to try? You put the key, the car starts, and you don't know which is the clutch and which is the brake. You press everything with this hand and that leg and you try. You can imagine what will happen. Then the car may go and hit a tree and have an accident or something. Similarly, our body is like a car, bodily instrument, yantra rudani maya. And if one is not a Goswami, then one will not know how to handle the body. We have to be master of the body, not servant of the body. Servant of the body means the body dictates us. Go here, eat this, see that, do this. Like that the body commands and demands. all the senses are pulling in different directions. So, like we can see, like Prabhupada says, over years, like to hear cinema songs. Sometimes you go to your native place, some old song which you heard 15, 20 years ago, that song is going on. And along with the song, when you start relishing the song, all the vasanas also come. Connected to that, whatever was happening in that period will come along with that. When you hear. So our ears, just like the deer has the ear, it gets pulled in whichever direction the music is coming. Similarly, the eyes also. The eyes pull us, the ears pull us, nose pulls us, tongue pulls us. So in this way, when we become servant of our senses, Godas, then one acts on the bodily platform, as we say. It is like a state of delirium or something. It's like a semi-state of consciousness. One finds oneself being dragged into activities which one will regret for later. One will not want. One will see that one is being dragged. Before one can realize that some blunder has been done, one is being dragged by the body. So the body and mind drag the soul into such kind of activities. So the more one acts on the bodily platform based on the superficial temptations that come in the mind, mind is always having waves of, you know, likes and dislikes. One wants to enjoy. So these are titillations in the mind. One wants some mental thrills, mental titillations. And amongst all the titillations, the sex life is the topmost titillation. And everything else is grouped about around it. People do sports because they want to impress the opposite sex. People want to be models and heroes and heroines because they want to attract the opposite sex. So it is all based on that one principle only. But Prabhupada explains in Bhagavatam, one of the purports, that this perverted distinction between man and woman is simply superficial. It has nothing to give and take with the soul at all. It is called perverted distinction, he calls it. Our material body is like a blanket. And we have put some hole here, some hole here, some hole here. So imagine you take a blanket and put some holes like this and put it around yourself. So it's like that only. Like that she says, Kapila's mother, Devoti, is telling, Nirvinnanitaram bhuman asadindriyatarshanat yena sambhavya manena prapannantam tamah prabho. She's telling, I am disgusted with the sensual disturbances arising from my superficial senses, which are like a blanket over the soul. My dear Lord, please tell me how I can get rid of these superficial disturbances arising from the mind and the body, which is like a blanket over the soul. So the senses which are getting disturbed are simply superficial to the soul. It is over the... And then what is the result of that? Try to picturize what happens when one feels such kind of disturbance in the mind. One wants to speak about it. One wants to act. The rubbing of two animated bodies for a particular period of time. What is the net result of that? It is some flickering tiny pleasure. And there is, after that, it is finished in a very short time. In fact, oftentimes it brings a feeling of guilt. So you will find this, like in the section of Prachana Parishad, in the Purajana Upakhyan, there is one beautiful verse. Shayana unnaddamado mahamana maharhatalpe mahishi bhujopadi tameva viro manute param yataha. And then he says, Tamo vibhuto na nijam param chayat. Nija means the soul. Param means the super soul. He says, Tamo abhibhuto. This personality, Puranjan, lying in the bed, enjoying with his wife for a long period of time, he says, what happened to him? The result of that was, Tamo vibhuto. He became Tama abhibhuta. Means, he became overly haunted by Tamoguna. Tamabhibhuto, na nijam, na param. He forgot the soul and he forgot the super soul also. Which means our soul, the knowledge of soul withdraws deep, 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 deep inside. and the bodily consciousness comes outside, very much. So the more one indulges in sex, such kind of succumbing to temptations and sex life, the result is the bodily consciousness becomes very powerful, very predominant. Just like, for example, imagine as soon as a woman comes here, immediately you will find a man wants to check whether my dressing is proper, whether my hair is proper, I have tucked in properly. You see, just the presence of opposite sex often makes a man so conscious of his body. Then indulging with opposite sex, why will it not make him bodily conscious? It increases bodily consciousness more and more. Tamobi bhuto. He became completely overcome by tamoguna. And then what happened? He says, tayaivam ramamanasya. In this way, when he enjoyed more and more, kama kashmala chetasaha, he says, his chetana became filled with kashmal, means impurity. Impure desires for lording over and controlling and enjoying. Now, for example, such men, what they do, immediately you will find them working very hard, 16 hours a day, bringing money, bringing necklaces, bringing cars, making bungalows, going abroad also. They get the impetus for hard work by that sex life. Why? Now you may ask, why can't he just be enjoying? No, you cannot just enjoy. For getting that enjoyment, he has to feed the fuel also, provide the fuel. Because the woman wants the material commodities, and after he provides the material commodities, then he will get what he wants from her. So that is the agreement. So that is why a man works very hard. So, and the result is, he says, kshanardami parajendra. He says, kshanardam means, when one is indulging in sense gratification, two things are said. One is, tamobi bhuto. One becomes completely overtaken by tamoguna. One becomes very dull in spiritual life. Dull head. One becomes a dull head in spiritual life because of haunted by tamoguna. And another thing he says is kshana ardham iva rajendra. The time, hundreds of years pass like one moment only. Time passes just like the Sugriva. Those 4 months Chaturmas got over so fast. And when people told him Chaturmas is over, he said, really? It passed like one moment. He said, because the sense gratification passes like that. If you want a practical experience of this, you can see, the morning sometimes you suddenly get up, you find the clock is showing 3 o'clock, And you think, why did I get up so early? 3:30 should be all right. Then you think, just 5 minutes I will take rest. Then you close your eyes and open it, find it's 4:15. Suddenly. How many of you experience of this? Correct? Yeah. Because in sleep, in the morning, especially morning sleep, the early morning sleep when it is a cold winter or something, 1 hour sleep appears like 1 minute only. You will find. So the sense gratification means it passes very, very fast. Kshanardam iva Rajendra, he says. Pyatikrantam navam vaya. So the navam vaya, Prabhupada explains. When a boy becomes 13, 14, it's a navam vaya. So at that time, suddenly he comes across this new phenomenon called as sexual attraction. Initially, in the early stage of teenage, boys are attracted to the opposite sex because of mental match. But as the bodily senses develop, that mental match gradually boils down to gross attraction, sexual attraction, eventually. And then tamobi bhuto. Then they become absorbed in mode of ignorance. Like that. And the time passes away very easily. So, Prabhupada explains in that purport that seeing this sudden release of orgasm producing some pleasure in the body, a young boy goes mad. He thinks, what is this new pleasure I am experiencing? As if, nobody knows in the world. He only knows, he thinks. See, every living entity is doing the same thing. But he is thinking, I am the only one who has this pleasure. This is a heavenly pleasure kept in an earthly body. So when he experiences this pleasure, which is especially given by Brahma in the as a pleasure coating over the private parts, this is kept by Brahma for a particular purpose. Why he has kept it? So that when man and woman unite, this pleasure will be experienced for a short duration, and it is compensated by raising of the child for the rest 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, like that he has kept it. So Prabhupada says between 14 to 30, one experiences this pleasure, but beyond 30, 40, gradually the body dries up. There is no more pressure and one gets, disappointed. One gets bewildered. What happened suddenly? I thought this enjoyment will go on for eternity, for all time. And one is unable to enjoy. One gets bewildered, he says. So fools do not know what is this mechanism kept in this body. But those who are intelligent, Mr. Prabhupada says that those who are intelligent in young age itself, they should restrain this urge, lower urge. And by restraining this urge and becoming urdhvaretas, by directing the semen upward towards the brain, towards the intelligence, then one can become very wise. One can become very intelligent. Once one has a vyavasayatmika, buddhi will come in the path of bhakti. And also, one can use the benefits one gets from being urdhvaretas in Krishna service. Like one will be having clarity, one will have decision-making ability, vicharana shakti, dharana shakti, viveka buddhi, all these things will increase by doing that. And one can be as innocent as a child. Just like when Avadhut Brahmana in the 11th canto was roaming in the jungle, when Yadu Maharaj met him, he asked him, "You look like a young child. You look so innocent, so simple. You don't have any job to pay you money. But you still seem to be so happy with no anxiety. You have no lamentation. You have no anxiety. You are jolly. You look like an innocent child," he said. "And this is possible if one preserves the vital fluid and does not let it go unnecessarily. But one who succumbs to temptations repeatedly, falling prey to maya, tamo vibhuto, one becomes covered by mode of ignorance. And kshana ardham iva, then the time also passes like one moment only. It goes away also. And the result is one becomes very cunning. The kutinati tendency, the cunning, the loss of innocence comes due to repeated indulgence in such tempting activities. And then when one loses that innocence, then approaching Krishna becomes challenging also. You know, in our Puranas also there is a story of Manu and Shraddha. Shraddha's another name is Havyavati, which appears in the Bible as Adam and Eve. So it comes as Eve. So in the dawn of creation, according to this pastime, it says that Adam and Eve were created by God, and God told them, "You can enjoy everything in this world, but there is one garden you should not go there, inside that garden. And that garden is called Garden of Eden. In that garden, there is a tree of knowledge where fruits will come, but you should not enter that garden. That's a forbidden fruit for you." So they agreed, but on one particular day, one serpent came and spoke to Eve. Eve is that lady. Serpent spoke to Eve and said, serpent hissed, and then serpent said, "See, why God told you not to go into the garden? Because if you go there and eat that fruit, you'll become equal to God. And God is afraid of losing his post. And that is why he has told you not to go there. He wants to keep you under his control." And Eve was surprised. God has told us not to eat. No, we will not eat. But the serpent convinced her. So the serpent is Satan, which is Maya. So Maya convinced her that you go into the garden and pluck the fruit and eat it. And then she ate half the fruit. And then Adam came back. And he told his wife, "Alas, what have you done? You have, you know, rebelled against God. And we will be punished. God said there will be a severe punishment if you rebel against him." And then when he said, "Because you have eaten this half, better I also accept punishment along with you. Why only you?" So he also ate. And then as soon as they ate, what happened? Next moment, you know, they felt very shy with their bodies. Immediately they took some big leaves from a tree and made some clothing kind of thing with that, and they wore all around their body. And then when God came, they were hiding behind bushes, and God told them to come out. And they came out. And God said, "Just see, now you have become bodily conscious now, because you have committed sin." So they lost their innocence. Just like Kumaras, they don't wear any dress, but they move about here and there. They have no shyness. We can be very simple like that, but the moment they ate that fruit, they became bodily conscious. And then they had to cover their body. And God said that since you have eaten forbidden fruits, he gives them some punishment. He says, all the woman class will have to bear a child and have the prasava vedana when they are begetting a child. And all the men will have to till the land and work very hard to satisfy the woman and things like that. He gives some punishment to them. But the point here is, just as the serpent tempted Eve to disobey God, similarly our lusty lower natures, they tempt us to rebel against God. Actually, when we talk about lust, lust means wanting to do something independently. That is actually called lust. Atmendriya prithivancha tare balikam. To satisfy one's own senses. When we think, that is why we cannot do sinful activities without having a sinful outlook. It is not possible. Because we only see what we wish to see. The super soul will make the five pancha mahabhutas to adjust themselves in such a way that they will appear like an enjoyable world around us for our sense gratification. Or it can appear like a world filled with facilities for serving Krishna. Krishna can completely make the configuration of the world around us to appear in a way that we want to see it. So, yeah, that is why in the Bhagavatam it is said there is a Pashu Buddhi and Deva Buddhi. Both are supplied by the Paramatma only. The Paramatma, he gives apohanam, forgetfulness, and he gives Pashu Buddhi. Or Paramatma gives, supplies Smriti, and he supplies Deva Buddhi also. So, now when we ask a question, why should the Lord give us Pashubuddhi, animal intelligence? This word animal intelligence is used by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Uses in his commentary. Of course, he uses the word directly from Bhagavatam. The word Pashubuddhi is there in Bhagavatam. In one of the slokas, he says that. So, he says that Lord supplies the forgetfulness during temptations and allows us to fall down because sometimes we are very strongly bent upon enjoying. So he allows us to go on with our animal intelligence and learn a good lesson by facing some trial and trouble in our life. But even in such tempting situations like this, when one feels the lower urge coming up, what should one do? One thing one could do is to philosophically understand these principles like we are talking just now, that I am the soul different from the body. But because I have been engaging in materialistic activities, the bodily consciousness has become very prominent and the soul consciousness has become very small. So we have to blossom the soul and we have to starve the bodily consciousness. So as one blossoms the soul by spiritual activity, by watering the spiritual activities more and more and more, then one becomes one, the Leela Smriti, the Smriti for the relationship with the Lord, all these things increase. Ramanujacharya wrote the Gadyatrayam. In the Gadyatraya, in the first Gadya, he says that all the Chetanas in this world, Chetanas means the Jivas, they all have left the Lord's company long, long ago, due to which they have become extremely contaminated and polluted and Mahapap they have done in millions of lifetimes. So he is approaching Lakshmiji and offering a prayer. Oh, Universal Mother, millions and millions of lifetimes have accumulated so much sinful activities in my account that I have no guts to approach the Supreme Father. I mean, with what face can I show? In front of him, how can I go and stand? I have been always meddling with matter all these lifetimes and trying to exploit matter and increasing my sufferings. Now, you are such a merciful mother that you overlook the deficiencies in we jivas and you can offer us to the Supreme Lord. And then he's telling her, you know, how is it that you have such a kind of devotion for the Lord and admiration for the Lord and the way you glorify Him, you know, teach us also. So this is the first Gadya all about. And in the second Gadya is Vaikuntha Gadya, where he describes elaborately about the Vaikuntha's glory and beauty, just like we read in the Bhagavatam 15th chapter of 3rd Canto, he explains. And then thirdly explains about the Sharanagati, where he is praying to the Lord of Vaikuntha. There he explains all the vivid qualities of the Supreme Lord. And he is ascertaining his servitorship from the bottom of his heart. He says that, let my kinkarata. Kinkar means, you know, completely becoming a servant of the Lord. So that I can do Bhagavad Kainkaryam. For doing that, let me surrender to you from the bottom of my heart. Let my surrender to you not be superficial, he is telling. Because many times we chant the holy name, but we don't mean it. Many times we take darshan of the Lord, but we don't Our consciousness is elsewhere. Many times we do superficial spiritual activities. So he is telling that, my dear Lord, my surrender to you is also a pretense. I am not heartily taking shelter of you. So may Goddess Lakshmi recommend my name to you and you kindly accept. Although I am unable to surrender to you with my full heart because still my enjoying propensity is not gone. So the surrender is very difficult. So please teach me the art of surrendering to you from the bottom of my heart, he says. So then towards the end of his realization, he sees the lotus feet of the Lord on his head, where he receives that Sharanagati. And he feels there are tears coming from his eyes in great transcendental ecstasy. So in this way, the jiva has to get some spiritual experience. In the chitta, in the heart, becomes overwhelmed with Lord's spiritual nature. An appreciation for Lord's spiritual nature. And this is actually the way by which the jiva can blossom more and more. And the bodily consciousness will reduce, more and more. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this. Maya mugdasya jivasya gneyo anarthas chaturvidaha hriddaurbalyam cha aparado asatrishna tatva vibramaha. So there he says, there are four anarthas which form a cloud below the sun, not letting us see the beautiful Krishna, who is like a moon or sun, like Krishna Chandra. We cannot see him because these clouds are blocking our vision of Krishna. And what are they? He's saying there are four types, he's saying. One is asatrishna, means hankering for earthly or heavenly enjoyments, or siddhis, or mukti. All this hankerings, he's telling. So this is actually attraction for these things. So how will this attraction reduce? So to begin with, one should practice shama and dama. Dama means externally one puts the shutters down and one does not see things which should not be seen. And shama means one restrains the mind inside. Because even after closing eyes, still there are impurities in the mind which will arise in dreams, dusvapanam and all that. So then one should control the raging mind also. One should not mentally also not contemplate on such things. So by doing this type of shamadama, gradually the asatrishna will reduce. And the more one associates with objects which are detrimental and degrading, then the more the degradation expands. But the more one withdraws from them, then the degradation reduces. Like that. And then more deeper than asatrishna is hriddaurbalyam. What is hriddaurbalyam? Weakness of heart. There he says, attachment to things not related to Krishna, he's saying. Krishna itara. Things not related to Krishna, but very attractive. Like we say, all that glitters is not gold. Maya's glamour is for fools, it is said. So this is developing attachment for Maya's glamour. We have heard the philosophy so many times. And while hearing philosophy, one is very happy. I understood it and one may give classes also. So that is why, what is the meaning of initiation? The Shishya should hear from the Guru. Guru tells the Shishya the secret in the ear. Like what Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami, Jivere Swarupa Hoy, Krishnere Nirita Das. And the Shishya should hear it. After hearing it, you should go into the world and tell people, Jivere Swarupa Hoy, Krishnere Nirita Das. Jivere Swarupa Hoy, Krishnere Nirita Das. Jivere Swarupa Hoy. You should tell others. While telling others, he also should hear. Because the same mantra Guru has given him. And by remembering it, ruminating on it, and repeating it with full faith in it and full knowledge of it, gradually it enters the chitta. It enters the heart of the devotee. Jivara Sarupahoi Krishna Nitadas. I am servant of Krishna. I have no other identity in this way. So this is actually the way to give up material attachment. The Hridha Urbalyam. Actually, attraction is the less serious thing. Attachment is more serious thing. Attraction means is considering. I think it's more wonderful. Like that is attraction. Attached means he's a convinced thief. He's like a determined thief. You know, he doesn't need any more, sermons or speeches or anything. He is convinced that this is it. This is what I want. He's attached. Just like Bharat Maharaj became attached to the deer. Nobody probably would be able to convince him to give up that. If somebody is attached to something, very difficult to give up. Unless he himself learns. So that is Hridaurbalyam. Not only attachment, many things are there in that Hridaurbalyam. He says envy. And he says fame, so the gross and the subtle sex is included. The gross sex is the physical sex, but the subtle sex is puja, labha, pratishtha, fame, all those things he is telling. So in this way he is talking about these clouds which actually don't allow us to access Krishna. And then the aparadhas are the different type of aparadhas: nama aparadha, dhamma aparadha, seva aparadha, vaishnava aparadha, all those aparadhas. And tattva vibrama means svatattva vibrama, paratattva vibrama, sadhana sadhya vibrama, and pratikul vibrama. What are they? Svatattva vibrama means one has to have a certain outlook about oneself. Who am I? You know, we should see whether you see a man or a woman in this world. We should see that in every material body is residing a soul who is prakriti. But that prakriti is now becoming an imitation purusha. And the imitation purusha is trying to enjoy the material world all around. And I am also one such imitation purusha who is trying to imitate. And I will never be able, never become happy by this imitation. Because real purusha is Krishna. And I am trying to become imitation purusha. I should give up my imitation purusha position and I should become prakriti. Prakriti means surrender to Krishna, take shelter of Krishna. So this is right outlook. Every jiva is divine, but they become covered over by some impurity due to which they are in that kind of impure acting, just like we are finding Diti here. This is simply a superficial waves in her mind of envy and lust coming, and she is feeling agitation in the mind in wanting to have a child to prove to her co-wives. So in this type of temptations are not uncommon in the material world, because we are trapped in the material body and we are wandering around here and there, and with a wrong outlook we have come up with a enjoyer outlook instead of a servant outlook. So with the enjoyer outlook, we are likely to be tempted. So these temptations can be overcome by feeding the intelligence with right knowledge and controlling the mind and senses. That is one immediate thing one can do. And oftentimes we hear Yadavadi Mama Cheta Krishna Padaravindi, but that kind of taste we don't have now at the moment. So that's why Arjuna asked the question, my dear Lord, before I get the higher taste, when I am already in the lower platform, when I am going from here to here, on the way if I am attacked by objects which will tempt me, what I should do? Right now I don't have higher taste also. I don't have this also. And at the same time, I don't have sufficient knowledge of how dangerous are these objects in this world. How dangerous it is to succumb to the temptations. That also I don't know. I'm such a fool that I'm thinking everything is all right. I'm thinking. So in such a situation, what I should do? That is where the guru comes. Obedience to guru and practical application of guru's instructions, that comes into picture. So sadhaka, if he is strictly adhering to this, then he will start gradually getting higher taste in increasing proportion to his increasing surrender. He can experience more and more, then the higher taste. Once the higher taste comes, like Haridas Thakur, or we can give examples like this of great souls who Billo Mangal, he went to Vrindavan. Because he passed the test, he could see Krishna face to face when he went to Vrindavan. So it is not only with Diti, this kind of urge, this kind of lower urge is there with all the jivas wandering in this world. And we will see, because Diti did not control herself, she did not restrain herself, she did not become obedient to her husband and the Supreme Lord, for which she lamented later. That's the nature of the mind. A mind which becomes disobedient, you know, it loses its stability and becomes mad, and the result is later on regret and repentance and lamentation. So when we learn these things, we should not only see Diti as a woman, we also see Diti as a conditioned soul who is playing a particular role for all the jivas to understand whether we are in a man's body or a woman's body. Such situations will come in people's lives. Iswaran Satyanandan Maharaj, in his book, Nectar Notion of the Holy Name, he writes there is a sinful life, there is a pure life. When the jiva is going from the sinful life to pure life, you'll be attacked by various types of temptations on the way. And if he succumbs to temptation, he falls back to sinful life again. Again, you have to keep on going towards pure life. Again, you commit sin, you fall back again. So it takes many, many lifetimes. But if we don't succumb to the sinful life, then we can reach the pure life. Especially after we become initiated, we are chanting. If you keep falling back to sinful life, that will be counted as seventh offense, which makes the chanting also distasteful. So one has to rise above sin by obedience to spiritual master, and at the same time nourishing intelligence and using pure intelligence to subdue the impure mind and senses. That is one thing that is within our reach. And as I was telling, the super soul offers extra support to a sincere devotee who is truly aspiring to attain the shelter of Lord. So Diti commits a mistake, and Kashyapa chastises her on one hand, and she repents, and then he is giving her some benefits also from this episode. So the Bhagavatam is very deep and profound and has a very practical application and relevance to our everyday life. So we are also souls wandering in this dangerous material world with our senses which are not yet purified, which are supposed to be engaged in Krishna service. So these sections like this are very useful for us to develop the motivation and inspiration to use the senses purely only in Krishna service. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, thank you very much.